Last week we talked about the crib, the manger crib. We talked about how it's empty, and I said that this week we would start putting things into it. And as you can see, there's already some things in there. There's already some hearts from when I had my disciple making group on Thursday night. We already started to populate the crib. Today we'll continue to add more items to the crib. The thing is, we talked last week about what can we take from the crib. And we came to the realization that what the crib has to offer is life, life itself. Jesus is life. As we know, with any baby in a crib, what we have there is the life of that child. But Jesus is not just his life. He not only has his life in that crib, his life is coming out to us and he's giving us life. We talked about how he is the gate and he is the pen and he is the shepherd, the good shepherd. And as sheep, we go in and out of the pen, and that we are safe and secure, that he's not only the gate, he's not only the shepherd, but he is actually the pen itself. Jesus is life. And when we come to Jesus, we come to life. He himself is the life that he gives us. As we took communion just now, we can feel his life pouring through us, can we not? Well, we can discover another realm, another dimension as we take communion. I believe as we do physical things, we walk into another dimension. As we read the word, we engage with God. We become part of God. We even talked as in the last few weeks that the word is Jesus. So as we read the word, as we take in these beautiful passages from Luke about the Last Supper when he's there with his apostles, we take in the word of life. So today I want to talk about what, not what we can take out of the crib, but what can we put in the crib. And I'm going to use Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Now, I think it's so amazing that God gave me this verse. And I know why he gave it to me, and we're going to get to that in the next verse. But in this passage, we're talking about that when we trust in the Lord, we do good. Trust and do good, they go together. When we trust in the Lord, we immediately do good. When we trust in the Lord, we can help but do good. When we trust in the Lord, we know what to do. Isn't that true? When we trust in the Lord, we have this confidence about us because it's not about us. It's not about our wisdom. It's about the wisdom of God himself. Trust and do good and dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Now, this is not a coincidence that we're talking about this after we just got done talking about the pen and the shepherd and how the good shepherd lets us in and out of the pen. And the gate of the pen is Jesus himself, and that Jesus is that pen. And so you can start picturing it, that we are coming in and out of this safe pen, that we are led in and out, that we're led to safe pasture. Isn't that true in our lives? That Jesus is always covering us. He's always, the Holy Spirit is always leading us. That God has always got us covered. Dwell in the land and enjoy. As we dwell with Jesus, dwell is such an amazing word. When you think of dwell, what comes to mind? I think of just family. I think of just being together and having conversation. I think of holding a newborn in your arms and you're just dwelling in that moment. I think about when we read scripture and we meditate on it, we're just dwelling on the wisdom of God. I think as every moment of our lives, what we do is we dwell. we dwell in that moment. And when we dwell in the Lord, we enjoy safe pasture. We enjoy life itself. Verse 4, take delight. I like that word. Take delight. Think of something delightful right now. Picture something delightful in your mind. Maybe it's just, I don't know why, but a dessert, you know, a delightful dessert that you just get to enjoy. Maybe it's the company of somebody you haven't seen in a while that you just saw on Thanksgiving, or maybe we'll see on Christmas Day, and you will delight in their company. Maybe it's a project that you're doing and you're really involved in, you have this passion for, and you're taking delight in accomplishing it. Maybe it's just simply taking delight in God himself. There's nothing more that we can take delight in. It says, take delight in the Lord. Take delight in Jesus. Take delight in the Holy Spirit. Take delight in God himself. And he will give you the desires of your heart. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, one time I was at another church, and Robin Sullivan, and many of you may have heard of her, she was on WMUZ. She came in and did a woman's event. I was in the back helping the kids, but I heard about what the message was. And what she talked about was that desire is not what we think it is in this passage. And I have to tell you, at first when I thought about what she said, I wasn't sure she got it right. Because what she said is that what it says here is that God will give you the desires of your heart. Well, the first thing I think of is, well, hey, I want this and I want that, and I want a closer relationship and I, you know, with God, and I want a closer relationship with people I love, and you know, God will give me my desires, right? But what Robin talked about, and I understand now that she got it dead on, is that God will give us the desires. He won't fulfill our desires. He'll give us the desires that we should have. And that's so much more important. That's so much more powerful, that God will give us the right desires. He will give you the desires of your heart. God gives us desires. I think that is so profound. That is so huge. That when I pray, I'm not going to pray for things I think of. I'm not going to pray for the things I want. I'm going to pray for the things that God wants for me. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to pray for the things God wants for me. And he's always, like, whenever I look at my plans, and, like, I got this 5-year plan or this 10-year plan, and, you know, I've got this, okay, God, come on, you know, this is how we're going to do this. This is my career, and then we're going to do this, God, and then I'm going to have this ministry, and then we're going to build this church, and come on, God, you know, I've got all the ideas, I got all, and invariably, it doesn't work that way. Invariably, something else happens. And as I look back 5 years back or 10 years back, I see his plan unfold, and it took all kinds of twists and turns. And it certainly wasn't my plan, but it was brilliant, and it was so much better. God is going to give me better desires. He's going to give me the desires for my heart, not just of my heart. The crib. Before we can take anything out of that crib, this really was laid on my heart all week. Before we can take life out of that crib, we also talked about joy and hope. And before we can take any of these things, we talked about all the fruit of the Spirit of patience, love, joy, peace, kindness. Before we can take any of those things out, what has really struck me is that we need to put something in. We have to put something in the crib before we can take anything out of the crib. See, the way it works, and I was just having this discussion, the way it works is that We have to want God. We have to want Jesus. We have to want the Holy Spirit. We have to want this relationship. Isn't that the truth with any relationship? That you have to want that relationship? As you're courting somebody, you have to want that person to be involved in your life. You have to want that new passion that you have for accomplishing something. You have to want to do it. You have to do all the work to get it done, but you have to want it first. You have to want it first. So before we can take anything out of this crib, we have to put something in. And then what we have there, and what I was already doing with my group on Thursday night, and one of the reasons I'm not there today is because I started coughing. And so that's why I'm not there, and I don't want to share this with you. And I do think it's just going to be momentary. But what we did is we put our hearts into that crib. And if you look closely, you'll see Tom loves Jesus, because you not only did I put my heart in there, I put a little message in there. And my other friends who are in my group, they put their hearts in that crib, because I wanted them to have that physical manifestation of doing something physical to experience the spiritual, because these are prayer warriors who need to go out there and talk to people. These are evangelists who are going to go out and move their sphere of influence, which we've been doing in our church, because I believe all of us in this church are evangelists. All of us are sharing our faith. But these particular people I've been training, so I wanted them to have a little extra. And that little extra is the same extra I'm going to ask all of us to have today. And that is actually not taking something, but putting something in. Isn't it like gift giving? We'd rather give a gift than get a gift. Well, in this case, we're going to give a gift and get a gift. We're going to give our hearts, and we're going to get life from Jesus. Pretty good deal. God always makes a better deal. So as we get ready today to put our heart in that crib, we need to know that God is giving us that desire right now. And as I was talking about, when we go and share with people, evangelizing or witnessing, or I like sharing with people, sharing Jesus, I've come to realize that the first question I have to have with someone is, do you want this? Do you want a relationship with God? Do you want a relationship with Jesus? Do you want the Holy Spirit? And then we can get into what this is and what it's all about. And we can get into my story of who I was before Jesus, how I met Jesus, and look at me now. That kind of story. Because that's what's in the crib. Look at me now. What was Jesus has given us life, not just eternal life, but life here and now in the present. We change. We are transformed. The Holy Spirit comes upon us, comes in us, lives inside of us. That's the life that is in that crib. But verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do this. So not only do we need to delight in the Lord, but we need to commit to the Lord. We have to take action. We have to put our heart in that crib. So we have to give God 100% our heart, 100% of our heart. Commit means that we're all in. We're 100% in. And it says, when we commit, he will do. When we commit our heart, God will do all of these things. He will give us safe pasture. He will give us delight in the Lord. He'll give us the desires of our heart. It's kind of like what we just talked about when we had communion. Jesus said this is a new covenant. And a covenant, like we spoke of last week, is more than just an agreement. A covenant is a promise. A covenant is this binding together. Funny, we're talking about communion and binding, being one with one another. A covenant is being one with one another. God will do his part. How many times do we say that? But we got to do our part. God will do his part. And our part is to commit, and his part is to do everything else. Final verse. He will make your righteousness, he will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. We will shine, people. We will shine, church. What will happen after we commit? What is our reward? Our reward is Jesus. Our reward is life. And when you get Jesus, and when you get that life of Jesus, you just shine. I was just talking to somebody the other day, and I said, you know, I just see glow coming off of you. I just see it every time I talk to you. You are so filled with the Lord. And I've seen so many people, and so many people in our church who are so filled with the Lord, they just shine. They just glow. They're illuminated. When we have Jesus, we have his life, we shine. Our vindication. It says, he will make your righteousness, your righteous reward shine like the dawn. That's Jesus shining in us. I can tell you about so many people I've met, and they just shine. They just, you know, they see people, their eyes soften. I told you before about Lori. They just shine. I can tell you about Sharon, my dear friend, who goes up to everybody. I mean, I don't care if it's the person taking care of the garbage, or the person greeting you at the door, or the person that's cleaning the bathrooms, or the CEO of the company. She treats them all the same. And she's always treating them with a nice hello and a greeting and a smile. And how are you today? With a real, how are you today? And that's that Jesus shining out of her. And they see it. And they just, all of a sudden, they just respond with this in-kind smile. And this light that comes to, actually that light comes out of Sharon and goes into other people. And you see them shine for a moment. When we have that shine of Jesus, we help others shine. And that vindication is the righteousness, that God righteousness that is in us, of being right with God. That is our gift. That is our vindication. That is our reward. Jesus is our reward. Our vindication is the righteousness that he gives us. So what do we do with all this? Well, Mary's going to help me since I couldn't be there. I'm really bummed I couldn't be there. But what we're going to do is we're going to put our hearts in that crib. And so there's hearts that she'll pass out, and there's markers. And what I want you to do is I want you to write your name on that heart. And then if you want to write something else on there, like something to do with how you're going to give your heart, like my heart in there says, Tom loves Jesus. That's my statement of faith. And maybe it's a statement of faith. Maybe it's that you just want to put your name, or you want to put Mary's heart, or I don't know, but pray for a moment. We'll spend a few seconds here praying. And dear Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for our Lord Jesus. We thank you that you are in us. We thank you that you speak for us, that you speak with us and through us. And so right now, as we get ready to write our name on our heart and give our heart to Jesus, what else should we write? What else do you want us to say? Or maybe it's just our name. Our identity itself is enough. Maybe it's our Tom's heart. Maybe it's Tom loves Jesus. Maybe it's just Tom. Because as we give this heart, as we take this physical movement, we walk into a spiritual dimension. So we thank you, dear Holy Spirit, that you are one with us, joining with us to give praise to our Lord Jesus. Help us to write down what you'd have us write down as we put our heart in this crib. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So what we're going to do is we're going to write our name and whatever else you want to write on there. And then one at a time, go up there, and I want you to use some tape, and I want you to tape it onto that crib. before we put any hay in there or put in any ornaments in there, any scrolls, we've done all those things. I want us to put ourselves in that crib. Before we can take anything out of that crib, I want us to put something in that crib. As I said, as we take communion, as we read the word, as we pray, as we witness, as we fast, as we give praise, all of these times, we walk into another dimension, a spiritual dimension that's always here, always around us. But we grow closer to God at those moments. We connect in those times. And so as we put these hearts, these paper hearts, into this crib, we walk into another dimension. As we get ready for Jesus, Jesus gets ready for us. Praise be to God. Maybe, Julia, if you can come up there and just play a song. Pick something. As we fill the crib with our hearts, with our minds, with our very soul. And for those of you at home, just get a little piece of paper. Draw a little heart. It's probably better than one I could draw. Put your name in there. Put your own message in there. Bring it over on Christmas Eve and put it in the crib.
Can I ask also, Mary to do a heart for me?
Yes, we can. Mary, will you do a heart for Tisa? And put it in there. Thank you, Tisa.
Pretty please.
Do you want to text me what you want to say?
Commit.
You said commit.
Wonderful.
I love that. I love that, Tisa. It is so cool. Right from the scripture, right from the word of God himself. I'm going to commit. I'm going to do it. Amen to that. What a beautiful sentiment. What a beautiful promise. What a beautiful commitment. Praise be to God. Get ready for the closing song.
Pastor Tom.
Yes, Rose.
Can you have Mary to put one in for me and put the word servant on here, please?
Absolutely. Mary, put one in for Rose. Put the word servant on there. I'm going to text her. Put it in there during the week. Send me a text.
Amen.
God is so good. God is so good. As we put our heart in that crib, God gives us life. As we give him our heart, he gives us life. Life eternal. Life in the here and now. Abundant life is what we discovered last week. As we give our heart. Isn't that what we do in every relationship? We give our heart to somebody? And we hope they're going to be gentle with it? We hope they're going to hold it tenderly and dearly? Well, we know that God will hold it tenderly, dearly, carefully. God has our heart in his hands. As we give our heart to Jesus, we give our heart to God. As we give our heart to Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes upon us and lives inside of us. This is the miracle of Christmas. The miracle of Christmas is life. Jesus, who created all things, where all things find their purpose in him, the one who created all things in heaven and on earth, everything visible and invisible, came down from heaven to become a little baby, vulnerable, born in a manger, not in a castle. He suffered, died, and was buried. And then he went back to heaven so he could take us with him. That is the miracle of Christmas and Easter combined.
Amen.
You cannot have Christmas without Easter, and you cannot have Easter without Christmas. As we give our heart to Jesus, and that's also as we share with others. I'm telling you, this is a revelation that the first thing is people have to want this. And we have to pray for that desire for them to want that. We need to pray for our desire to be even stronger than ever. That commitment, like Jesus said, we have to pray for that. Away from all the distractions. God is so, so good. As we give our heart, as we make that commitment, he gives us everything. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we thank you. We thank you as we take communion today that we can feel those elements dissolving into our body. That bread, that juice, and that cracker, whatever it is we took in, that physical substance that dissolved into our bodies and became part of us. We know that Jesus' body, blood, is part of us. We thank you, dear Father God, for that miracle. We thank you, dear Holy Spirit, that you are in us and through us, and that you work with us. Dear Father God, we ask just to serve you. As we prepare for Christmas, we prepare to serve. We prepare to be helpful. We prepare to help someone find you. We prepare to help rediscover you ourselves. We thank you for the excitement of Christmas. All the fun and gifts and decorations and lights. I love the lights. Oh, the glamour of it. And the baby in the manger. Life given to us. We thank you, dear Father God. We are dismissed to love and to serve our Lord Jesus. Have an amazing week. I will see you next week. God bless you.
And God bless you and feel better soon, Pastor.
Mary has our devotionals, which are really cool, called Love Gives. And she'll be handing those out. And what I want her to do is give each of you one and then another one to pass out to somebody else. And as soon as you pass out the one to somebody else, let us know. We'll give you another one to pass out to somebody else. And if you need several that you already know you're going to pass them out, we'll give you several. We have many of these, and I want them to get distributed. They are wonderful. We do these every year. They start on Monday, December 3rd, and we go on through each day and with a little reading and a challenge. I love the challenges. And so do these challenges yourself and share them with someone else. Share one of these devotionals. Or just sometimes I go to the store and just hand them to someone.
I'll keep seeing Alan so I can send it to her.
So Mary will pass those out. Excuse me. Use those as a gift. A beautiful gift to someone else this year. And a gift to yourself. God bless you. Send me a
May
text.
I say something?
Yes.
I want you all to know that tree looks just as beautiful on Zoom as it does in person.
That tree is so nice.
Yes, it is.
We thank Mike for that donation. Just like everyone in the church donates so much. We thank God for each and every one of you. Each of you is a prayer warrior, an evangelist, a servant, and a committed leader. God bless you. Have an amazing week. I will see you in person next week. God bless.